WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President-elect Donald Trump and his administration won't take office until next year, but CBS's Robert Costa tells CBS's Face the Nation.
They are moving quickly already behind the scenes to expand the Trump tax cuts, to institute sweeping tariffs across the board. They're also going to try to, on foreign policy, begin negotiations with Ukraine and Russia sometime early next year.
Trump has promised a swift end to the war, in Gaza, where Israel has been fighting Hamas for more than a year. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS's Face the Nation, if there's going to be a ceasefire, Hamas has to budge.
Whatever Hamas is saying publicly, what they are communicating to the mediators is no, we will not do a ceasefire and hostage deal at this time. So what we need to do is get the rest of the world to continue to increase pressure on Hamas to come to the table to do a deal in Gaza.
Thousands of civilians have died in that war. It is late in the wildfire season in the U.S., but many are raging. CBS's Elsa Raymond is in Southern California, where the mountain fire has destroyed more than 100 buildings.
More people who were forced to leave their homes are now being allowed to come back to their neighborhoods, but other evacuation orders are still in effect. Jamie Randall was allowed to come back to her house in Camarillo, only to find it was gutted by the flames.
It's hard to see this, to wrap my head around the gravity of what has happened to our home.
Ventura County officials will host a community meeting to update people on when they can come home and any other new developments. Elsa Ramon for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Several wildfires are burning in New York and New Jersey. Fire Chief Bill Donnelly is on the fire lines of one that's along the border of both states.
Hopefully by the end of the week, we can secure our control lines and make sure the fire stays where we want it to.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day, but Philadelphia hosted its annual parade today. Justin Udo reports.
Tom Manning is one of dozens of motorcycle riders with the organization Warriors Watch riding down the Ben Franklin Parkway for Philadelphia's 10th annual Veterans Day parade. He says it's a great feeling to take part in the festivities.
We're representing the guys who served not only from our time on, but, my father was in the Army. My wife's father was in the Army. Even prior to that, my grandfather was in the Army in World War I.
In the UK, it's Remembrance Day. In London, King Charles III laid a wreath honoring fallen service personnel. Both countries' ceremonies have their roots in what was once Armistice Day that marked the end of World War I. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Max Inc. Radio. Here we are on a Saturday night. I'm Rocker here with Jimmy K. Double dip. It's double dip time. It's the top of the hour, and Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball has some brand new music out. He sent it to us. You know, you can send us music at music@civicmedia.us, and we'll check it out, and we'll probably put it on the radio because we love local music. You can check Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball December 6th at the Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, and December 7th, the High Noon Saloon for Outlaw Night. Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball are hosting the 7th annual Outlaw Night, and they celebrate their Exit 222 release party at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Right now, we're going to preview two songs from... This song is called Woman Like You. Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball, Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Get her mad. Ask anybody and they'll tell you it's true. I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you.
and to leave it enough alone. Sure as the morning sky turns blue. Hey! I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you. She stands so strong on her own two feet. She don't need a damn thing from me. Step on a loving that's strong and true. I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Is 99 Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball from his brand new album, Exit 222. And don't forget, you can see Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. He's hosting Outlaw Night on December 7th.
Those songs were pretty cool. Rock and roll.
You know what? I love Greg Hall. He's great. You know, yeah. From up in the La Crosse area.
Okay.
Let's see. We have still a whole lot of things happening tonight. Kyle Wrightley is going to be stopping in. He's going to be talking about his new band, Lonely Proof, and that's with Lomarie, Max Mokery from Work and More, and Frank Loffenberg from Work and Old Oaks. He'll be in here doing a dual interview on both of his bands. They both have new music, and we're going to hear from both of them. And then Live in the Lair, Dogtown Hollow. They're set up in here, ready to go. Three-part harmonies, Jimmy. It's going to be pretty crazy. Indy 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal later on, and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
You know, I was on vacation. I did a little trip last week with Mrs. K.
Yes.
St. Louis, fun time. Friday night, I was in Chicago, and I'm scrolling. And at about 5 o'clock, I realized that Work was playing in Chicago about 20 miles west of where I was staying.
Oh, wow.
And as much as I tried, I couldn't convince Mrs. K let's go to Work.
Wow, that is...
I really wanted to go, though.
That's really funny. That would have been fun to show up down in Chicago to see Work.
Yes, it would have been.
Wow. Totally killer. We got lots of new music tonight, too, from Elysian Stew, Trembling Giant. We got some from the Lower Fifth. You know, sometimes it's always not new music, but it's new music for us, right? So we'll have some Lower Fifth later on. And right now, let's get back to local music. Soul Symmetry, they're going to be playing at the Harmony Bar coming up in Madison on December 13th. And they're going to be playing that show with Baghdad Scuba Review. This is like a killer show. These bands usually don't play too often. So let's hear some Soul Symmetry. This song is Are You Feeling Free? You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We can can't say sometimes that you're not living your life.
Well, hey,
take just a bit more.
You may stray,
ease your mind.
You can't say,
you may find that you're not living your life.
All right, that is Where Are You, Baghdad Scuba Review. Why are we playing Baghdad Scuba Review? Well, December 13th, they'll be at the Harmony Bar here in Madison with Soul Symmetry. That is going to be a great show. Coming up around the corner, we have Kyle Wrightly and Lonely Proof. We'll hear all about that new band that's coming up with a debut show. And then podcast, you know, you can find a list of the archived podcasts at maxincradio.com. And, you know, we love local music here at Max Inc. Radio. So you should definitely, if you're in a band, send us an MP3, music@civicmedia.us. It's super easy. Send us a little info, some bio. We love music from all over Wisconsin. All right. Beth Killey. She is going to be playing Flannel Fest coming up November 16th at 6 p.m. at the Barrymore Theater with Blitz and Trapper, Old 97s, and The Mascot Theory. Right now, let's check out a little Beth Killey. This is I've Been Accused, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine.
in a fight. Well, they might be right. Watch it burn. Well, it's been said that I drink too much. I talk too dirty, play a little too rough. I can't wait my turn. I never learn.
Sync Radio sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. Cat and a kid, kitten adoptions, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Noah's Ark Pet Center in Madison. And Herbal Aspect, now three Madison locations, one Abago Street in Madison, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Broths, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Junction, wondering which way to go. Two fates I will choose from, and though everything's at stake, the choice is mine to make alone. The choice is mine.
All right, that is Kyle Wrightley. And Kyle Wrightley is right here in the studio with us. Lonely Proof is a fiery new force on the local scene, balancing 70s hard rock bombast with 90s hooks and a modern indie humility. Lonely Proof features guitarist and vocalist Kyle Wrightley. You may remember him in the Driveway Thrift Dwellers, The Big Payback. And he's with bassist Jeff Weiss from The Big Payback and No Name String Band, and powerhouse drummer Max Markery from Work. And they also are including Lo Marie, who you may know, Lo Marie and the Furious Bongos, a Frank Zappa tribute. In the studios with us right now is Kyle Wrightley. Kyle, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thank you.
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, man? You know, we were just talking, and Kyle's been in a couple other bands, too. He was in Civil Engineers. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that, Jimmy.
I for some reason, I thought you were in Work earlier tonight. But that's because I don't know what I'm doing.
I thought he was in a couple Phantom bands, too, but I found out now, you know.
I could just say I'm in bands I'm not in and probably get away with
it. You're in people's dreams, dude.
Kyle, you founded Lonely Proof to realize your solo material that's maybe even a little more alternative and heavy, but you have been in many bands and have a long history in here in Madison. Tell us your backstory. I mean, how did you get started in music?
That's a long question. Answer. Yeah, right.
We like to hear how people kind of get their start.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, going way back to like growing up, my dad and my mom were always listening to music around the house, and so that's what it was for me, was just like hearing everything, you know, Neil Young and Los Lobos and classic rock and folk rock and that stuff around the house. And then,
were they musicians at all?
Not musicians, but I don't think you have to grow up in a family of musicians to like still appreciate music. And
did you start with guitar?
I took piano lessons when I was like really little, and then that didn't last long. And then I joined the school band when I was in middle school, and I started playing euphonium, you know, baritone it's usually called, and trombone. So I'm kind of like a brass player, and I even went to school for that. And then played guitar on the side, kind of moved to Madison in, I think, 2007, and just started, infiltrating the local scene and meeting people. And then...
Did you come here for school?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know once you get here in the music scene, you just can't leave, right?
There's not a reason to leave. I'm like, well, there's like a lot of cool musicians here and a lot of cool opportunities as a musician.
Did I miss it? Where'd you grow up? What's
I grew up. I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Cortez, Colorado. Moved out here for school. And
what part of the state is that in?
Cortez is in the southwest corner.
Okay.
So it's kind of by the Four Corners. Yeah. It's a little more deserty than a lot of people think of as Colorado. But yeah.
Wow. Wisconsin's quite a big difference then.
It is. It is. I mean, it's like cold in Colorado in the winter, but it's not like the same kind of cold. It's like a different breed of cold, I think. Yeah, it's
probably more green here too.
It's more green. That is one thing I really love about Wisconsin.
Well, tell us about starting the band Lonely Proof, and first, tell us about the name. Is Lonely Proof like a shield against becoming lonely?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of band names are funny, you know. It's like in a perfect world, you come up with like the best band name ever that like has like meaning behind. I always think of like Raging Against the Machine as like the perfect name for that kind of music, you know. But most bands just have like a silly name that just like sticks with, you know. But Lonely Proof is like it came from just honestly, like I would record music just kind of like, you know, late at night just jamming on something, and then when you save a session of just like a song idea, I found like after years of doing that, it's better to like give something a working title. Otherwise you just have like E minor song or whatever.
Yeah.
And then your computer is just like full of like years and years of like that kind of stuff. And so I just like, when I'm saving the file, I just like type the first thing that comes to mind without thinking about it. And I've actually got some like really cool titles from doing that. And I think Lonely Proof was one of those. And I don't even remember what the music was, but I just wrote Lonely Proof. And then I started thinking about it, and it's like, well, okay, maybe it's, like you said, a shield against being lonely, or maybe if you're maybe if you have like a rich internal life and you're just like, you know, kept company by your own intellect and your own mind, then you're not really going to be lonely or, you know, there's a lot of interpretations of it.
Well, tell us about your bandmates. I mean, you have a great, talented lineup of musicians. How'd they all come together for this supergroup?
Well, it kind of just like was born in a series of conversations. I've played with Jeff in the Big Payback for years, and he's just a solid bass player and a really stand-up guy. And I remember years ago, like, he was trying to get me to join, I think, a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band. And at that time, I just had too much going on. I couldn't really do that. But it just kind of stuck with me. Like, hey, it'd be fun to play in a different band with Jeff.
What's your favorite Peppers song?
My favorite Peppers song? Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, I remember hearing, like, some of the poppy stuff when I was younger. Like, honestly, like kind of a lame answer, but probably Californication was, like, the first one that I heard. I was like, oh, that's actually really good.
It's a really good album.
Yeah.
Sorry to throw you off about telling us about your bandmates, but it's action-packed, and plus I thought it would be cool insight to hear your favorite Pepper song.
Yeah.
Well, how is Lonely Proof different, like, from your other music? Because the song we heard tonight is songs we're going to hear in Lonely Proof, but that was recorded solo. So how is this different from the Big Payback, from Thrift Dwellers?
Yeah, so Lonely Proof is really more of a rock band than anything I'm in currently. So I don't always know what to call it. It's like that song that we played right before this was Brothers, which is ended up with a little bit of a, I don't know, I think that one sounds kind of grunge, like 90s grunge to me, maybe a little bit. Some of the stuff that I've written over the years is like more like kind of 70s, like Rush kind of sounding.
A little proggy?
Hard rock, proggy. Obviously not with like that kind of high-pitched vocal from me. But so, yeah, after, you know, I mean, I'm really fortunate to play in all these groups that I play with, you know, everything from Driveway Thrift Dwellers to Five Points Jazz Collective and Big Payback. And, you know, I play a ton of genres, soul and funk and jazz and country and folk. But, you know, I kind of grew up with like rock music. And there was a point where I was like, man, I don't really have in my current bands, I don't really have a chance to just like
rip
just
it.
Rock. Just rip it. Yeah. So that was the whole point of this band.
Well, killer. Well, we can find out all about it and check this out. Lonely Proof will debut at the Gamma Ray Bar on November 16th with Nestor, Seesaw, and Red Pants. That's a really great lineup. How excited are you to get the band in front of a live crowd?
I'm so excited about this show for so many reasons that I can't even fit it all into this interview. First of all, it's awesome to play at the Gamma Ray Bar, which my buddy Kevin, who I play with in Don't Mess With Cupid, he opened this place, and it used to be the Frequency, and I have like many, many, many fond memories of the Frequency, and so it's really meaningful for me to do our first show at the Gamma Ray. I love the vibe in that place. And then also just so happened to be that I'm joining this bill with Nestor and Seesaw and Red Pants. And I've like, I haven't actually seen Red Pants before, but both Nestor and Seesaw are like, I freaking love those bands.
Yeah,
And I love the people and just the general communities around those people. And I've also heard some of Red Pants online, and it's just like, that sounds like the perfect addition to this show, like this kind of noise rock stuff.
I'm not familiar with Red Pants yet. I need to find them and listen to them. And
did you say they were a Madison band, local, or
they're a local band? I think there's a duo, and it's like this kind of like experimental, like noise rock a little bit. I guess I don't really know. I'm sure they could speak to it more than I could.
Nestor and Seesaw, though, on the same bill, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, man.
That is the debut show of Lonely Proof at the Gamma Ray Bar, November 16th, just around the corner. So what's coming up after your debut show? New material? You're going to get a recording of the whole band? Head out on tour? What's next?
Yeah, we're going to take over the world, man.
To the top, to the very top.
I didn't know. I mean, the next step is to like book another gig after that. But I am excited to... I'm excited to get this band in the studio at some point here, and I want to make a. Ultimately, I'd like to make an album. And it's just super fun to have such talented people kind of that seem to be on the same page. And so, I mean, I think one of the next things that I want to explore is, like, so far this has all been music that I have written over the years, but I want to let the band kind of continue to marinate and to see if other people can come up, can contribute on the creative front of it. I want us to create a sound that's not just me writing and telling people what to play, but to be a more...
I
want to
hear Lo Marie write some heavy music.
Yeah, I mean, she's written some heavy stuff before.
Really?
She's got a song called Fear is a Vampire that's like kind of definitely like
yeah, we played that song, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. It sounds like a great lineup. I can't wait to see the show coming up November 16th. And how do we keep up with Lonely Proof online?
We've got a Facebook and an Instagram, and that's just under the name Lonely Proof, all one word. And other than that, that's I've been putting stuff on my website, kylewrightley.com, and that's kind of the best place for now. Yeah, the socials.
Perfect. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for coming in tonight and speaking with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys.
All right, well, let's hear another Kyle Wrightley song, and Lonely Proof will be playing this on November 16th, coming up at... Where's that show? The Gamma Ray.
The Gamma Ray Bar, yeah.
This song is Dark Streets, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Russian Warship. That is Elysian Stew from Fond du Lac. You know, I caught they had a show coming up at the Cargo Coffee East on East Washington in Madison, December 7th at 6:30. What a cool band. Thanks, Kyle Riley, for coming in from Lonely Proof. Double Dip with Lower Fifth coming up after the top of the hour. Frank Loftenberg from Work in Old Oaks and Live in the Lair, Dogtown Hollow. They just got back from dinner. Right now, let's check out some Smoking with Superman. These guys kind of morphed into Automatic Lover, but this is a throwback. This is E-Funk on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.